Hola familia, my name is Marjorie and I am here to talk to you about three things that will be disrupting the marketing in 2022. Are you guys ready? So, needless to say that the marketing industry, and there are so many new agencies coming up and opening up every single day, but there are key concepts that need to be established and that need to, they're almost written in stone, for better expression, and that is very simple: human experience. Even since the pandemic, a lot of brick and mortar business have transitioned from just selling a product to, you know, now delivering onto that experience, on what they stand for, what they do. And that's part of delivering that experience from the moment the user experience starts, the moment that they Google the business, the moment that they see the first page, the moment they interact with your page, regardless on where that, you know, what platform are you using, Facebook, Instagram, Yelp, or TikTok. That's where it starts. And then when, for that brick and mortar business, when the clients comes in and they see that, you know, they see the walls, they see the floor, they see the decor of the space, that's where it starts. Then the experience gets elevated by your staff, by your, let's say, your baristas or your therapist, or your hairstylist, whatever your business is. That's where the experience will be elevated and taken to the next level. As of what are they doing to take it to the extra mile? It is very easy to deliver just a standard when it comes to businesses. And it's something that we have been kind of like, this is the standard, you pay what you get, right? It's true. But at the same time, because we are in a digital economy, for people to get out of their house, to be able to walk in a restaurant, to be able to walk in into a salon, it's an extra step. It needs to be converted into experience that they would want to share with their friends, with the people that they know, you know, their social networks, as a story, as a post, as a TikTok, as a video. It's something that is really, really important, and I think that would be the number one disruptor for 2022. And that attachment to client experience, putting the product next to the experience, it's no longer a one thing, or, you know, it's no longer a product or service. To me right now, if you're a brick and mortar business, it's a service that you're selling regardless of your products, because anybody can do the checkout experience, right? But to deliver that smile, to make your clients want to go back and visit your store, needs to be something outstanding, because right now we can order anything online from, you know, the tab, you know, just hit tab, order now, and you get it on your doorsteps within minutes. That's why it's so important to deliver that outstanding, extraordinary experience. That way you're able to attract a larger audience. That way you're able to reach new clients and deliver onto that product that you stand for, you know, especially with, you know, your story and however you want to elaborate upon your experience. Number two, it's this, to me, it brings me back to like my childhood in a little bit, especially if you remember like the little Tamagotchi, because it has to do a lot with that. And, you know, I would say Tamagotchi / Sims when it started at the very beginning. And there is a keyword that I'm going to say, and I'll circle back to it later, but the metaverse. So what I want to talk about on point number two, it's avatars and mascots. They are going to be huge for 2022, because I feel like There have been a lot of brands that have been actually just thought of this. So there have been a lot of brands that have been in the same industry, but they're two completely, you know, they're competitors to each other. One has an avatar, one has a mascot, and the other one has a person that you associate each with. I think you know where I'm going with this. Geico and Progressive. With that being said, there are two competitors, but the image associated with the persona, it's very unique, which is great, right? There's nothing wrong with that. But going in the avatar direction, it gives you a broader expansion because people, it has that funniness sense to it, that informal, that I'm cool, but at the same time, I'm not too cool. It's that in-between sweet spot. I feel like with a persona, it's too much on the responsibility of the shoulders of that one image. And I think that's why I see that going into 2022 and as the month progresses and the metaverse keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, you will see how a lot of other brands will adapt their brand persona towards an avatar that, you know, you can personalize, you can advertise in the metaverse, that you can promote. And because in the metaverse, you can be a picture of yourself or you can redesign yourself as a brand. It gives you a broad range of options, endless in this case. Just think back of like the Coca-Cola bear and the big red bear for toilet paper. Charming. And those are little things that we automatically associate with like fussy, comfort, family, just because of how you see the pictures, the photos, how easy it is rather than one girl, the standard, you know, that's what she looks like, that's how she talks, that's what she does. And with an avatar, it gives you a lot more flexibility and you have that sense of humor that you would have not had it any other way. And number three is automation. In this one, some people are going to stab me for it, but this is a trend that it's going to go crazy just because it's a little bit contradicting to what I said earlier at the beginning. So a lot of businesses are automating a lot of things. And especially for 2022, there is a simple factor that we want things yesterday, but we have to order them now. It's a kind of a bit of a weird concept, but follow up. Automation in the sense that we're able to get the experience faster. So whatever extra steps, you need to be able to have those steps simplified for your clients to be able to convert. Hold on, let me say that again. You need to simplify your steps so your leads can convert into clients. Yes, I got it. And I think that's where the money's at for 2022, because you don't want your client having to go through a brain puzzle to be able to get to your store, buy, make a purchase, or order, and for their order to be delivered. You want everything to be smooth and kind of automate as much as you can. In that sense, because clients, you know, how many have you seen the TikTok? Like, take my money. They just want their product. They do want the experience. When they pay for the experience, they will tell you, you will know that your client is expecting an experience. But for a lot of online businesses, you need to be able to find a way of how to make it easier for your clients to be able to convert. At the end of the day, a confused client is not a converted client. So think of things like that, how easy it is, and don't make assumptions that your client will know what XYZ is. So try to make things easy to read, easy to understand. Follow standard sizes, follow standard ounces. There's certain things that are pretty much written in stone type of thing, but there's some others that don't. So when it comes to that, try to keep it as simple as possible. Like, keep it stupid simple. Kiss. I learned that with a great mentor. But yeah, client experience, avatars, kiss. Those are your three marketing disruptors for 2022. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can drop me a DM, a text, an email, whatever you want. I'm your girl for 2022. This is episode one of my marketing channel, my marketing show, I better say. Hope you like this. Thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Happy 2022.